Good afternoon.
下午好。
This message continues the series covering basic disciplines for the Christian life.
这是一系列关于基督徒生活的基本纪律的讲道。
These are not in-depth studies.
这不是深入的讨论。
They are intended to cover basics that every Christian, and especially new Christians, should know and put into practice.
主要的目的是给每一个基督徒，尤其是新的基督徒，在生活中能够得到的基本的知识。
The topics for these messages come from the letters to the churches in the New Testament.
今天的主题是来自给教会写的信里，在新约的书里。
The Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Rome explaining the gospel.
使徒保罗写信给罗马教会解释什么是福音。
He said that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe.
这福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的，尤其是先是犹太人，后是希利尼人，在罗马书第一章十六节。
When we think of our salvation, we often think first of the forgiveness which we have in Christ.
当我们想到我们的救恩，我们常常觉得首先我们得到基督的宽恕。
God has in Christ forgiven us of our sin.
神在基督里宽恕了我们的罪。
But our salvation is much more than forgiveness.
但是我们的救恩是远远超过宽恕。
When a person comes to God through Christ, they become a new creation.
当一个人来到神的面前，那个人将是一个全新的人。
We receive a new heart that is receptive to God's word.
我们接到一颗新的心，一颗能够接受神的话语的心。
We receive new desires that want to obey God.
我们有着新的欲望，要服从上帝的旨意。
We receive a new ability to do what is right.
我们获得了新的能力，做正确的事。
God then expects us now to pursue His righteousness.
现在上帝要求我们追求他的正义。
To the Colossians, Paul wrote that just as we received Christ Jesus as Lord,We should continue to live in Him.
在哥罗西书第二章第六节，保罗写道：你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行。
We have been buried and raised with Christ.
第二章第十二节他说：你们既然受洗和他一同埋葬，也就在此和他一同复活。
Therefore, we are to focus on Christ and on things of His.
都应相信他，叫他从死里复活，神的功用。
We are to put to death things of our old sinful nature.
所以你们若要真和耶稣一同复活，就当求在上面的事。第三章第五节。所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫惑、污秽、邪情、恶语。
Becoming new creations should affect every area of our lives.
成为一个全新的人，这意味着在我们生活的每一个领域都会受影响。
The area which we will begin to look more closely at this afternoon is how we are to function in our social relationships.
今天下午我们将更密切的关注。成为一个全新的人，我们如何调整我们的社会关系？
There were primarily three social relationships which concerned people in New Testament times.
在新约的时代，我们主要有三个社会关系我们要关注。
These included the relationship of a husband and wife, the relationship of parents and their children, and the relationship of masters and their slaves.
第一个社会关系是丈夫跟妻子的关系，第二个社会关系是父母跟子女的关系，第三个社会关系是主人跟奴隶的关系。
The first two continue today in our culture.
前面这两个社会关系一直持续到今天。
The principles for masters and slaves apply today to employers and employees, or to bosses and their workers.
主人跟奴隶的社会关系今天转化成雇主跟雇员、老板跟工人的关系。
In both Colossians and Ephesians, these three relationships are considered in pairs.
在哥罗西书和以弗所书这两本书里面，这三个关系都被认为是成对出现的。
I believe that it's important to consider them as pairs.
我个人认为这是非常重要的，把这些关系成对的来看待。
We tend to push off blame and responsibility onto others.
我们都有这样的倾向，把责任跟错误推给别人。
The actions of one person does affect other people.
一个人的行为会影响其他人。
The action of a husband, for example, affects the wife and the children.
比如说一个丈夫的行为会影响到他的妻子跟孩子。
But God does not excuse us from our responsibilities, even when the other person fails in theirs.
如果我们家里成年做得不好，神并不会因此而原谅我们，我们还得做我们应该做的。
We need to know what God expects from both parties in these social relationships.
我们必须要知道，从神的眼光里面，他对这种社会关系，对双方的要求。
It's also important to note that in these functional pairs, husbands, wives, parent, child, employer, employee, one or the other may not be a believer.
我们必须要注意到，在这些社会关系里面，妻子、丈夫、子女还有雇主跟雇员，可能其中一方不是信徒。
The instructions are to the believer without being conditioned by the spiritual standing of the other person.
当给信徒的指示的时候，这并不考虑到信徒跟不信徒之间属灵的距离。
This is particularly obvious in the master-slave relationship.
这个非常明显的在雇主跟雇员或者主人跟奴隶之间的关系。
Paul gave similar instructions to Timothy.
保罗给提摩太类似的指示。
He particularly noted how slaves are to act when the masters are believers.
他尤其强调，奴隶应该如何行事，当主人是信徒的时候。
It implies that his initial thoughts concerned unbelieving masters.
这意味着他开始的想法是给不相信神的主人所说的。
Peter gives instructions to wives with particular reference to husbands who do not believe or do not obey the word.
同样的，彼得给妻子的指示的时候，也包括当丈夫不相信神的情况在里头。
It should be obvious in our parenting that the responsibilities do not start only when the children come to faith.
我们在养育儿女的时候，我们的责任不在于当孩子开始相信上帝的时候。
Our parenting should have been leading them toward that.
我们的工作是带领孩子走向神的道路。
When each part is functioning as it should, things go much better.
当双方都做他应该做的事情的时候，事情会比较顺利。
When both are believers, it is of course an advantage.
当两方都是信徒的时候，当然这就容易得多。
But the believer is not excused from doing what is right just because the other person is not obeying God.
如果一方不是信徒，信徒的责任并不会被免。如果不信徒不做神认为正义的事情。
We will eventually consider each of these three social relationships.
我们最终会考虑这三个社会关系。
This afternoon we will look at only one.
今天下午我们只看其中一个。
But keep in mind that we are dealing only with basics.
请你们注意，我们只是讨论最基本的原则。
The first relationship to examine is that of husbands and wives.
第一个社会关系是丈夫跟妻子的关系。
In all these instructions, it's talking about a man's responsibility to his own wife and a woman's responsibility to her own husband.
我们所讨论的是丈夫对妻子的 责任跟妻子对丈夫的责任。
It is not men to women in general or women to men in general.
我们不讨论一个女人对一个人男人或者一个男人对一个女人在婚姻关系之外。
However, there are principles for everyone.
然而这些原则我们可以都可以使用的。
We can learn from them how to become a more godly person, whether married or single.
不管你结婚还是不结婚，单身，你都可以从中学习到怎么做一个更虔诚、更有神的模样的人。
Paul writes to the Colossians, "Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord."
保罗写信给哥罗西书第三章第十八节，他说：“你们做妻子的。”当顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里面是相宜的。
It is the same instruction which he gives to the Ephesians and the same which Peter gives in his first letter.
这是同样的指示，当他写给以弗所书，还有彼得在他的第一封信里面。
To the Ephesians, Paul adds the idea of respect. The wife must respect her husband.
在以弗所书，保罗添加了尊重这个概念，妻子必须尊重她的丈夫。
Peter adds the character qualities of purity and a gentle and quiet spirit.
彼得补充了必要的品格，纯洁和温柔、安静的心。
The concept of submitting is a recognition of a functional structure.
顺服是一个意识到维持家庭结构的一个概念。
Functionally, in a marriage, the husband is the head.
在家庭的这个结构里面，在婚姻中，丈夫是头。
Final responsibility for decisions rest with him.
最后的决策的责任是在于他身上。
Seeing that things get done rests with him.
看到事情有头有尾也是他。
Submission is not a statement about superiority or inferiority.
顺服不是优越感或者自卑感，跟这两个都没有关系。
Submission is giving the other person the final say.
顺服就意味着说他说的算。
In Ephesians, Paul says that all believers should submit to one another.
在以弗所书，保罗说，所有的信徒都应该彼此顺服。
As believers, we defer to one another.
作为信徒，在餐桌上如果剩下最后一块面包，我们应该让对方有选择，要不要这一块最后一块面包。
We do so not because one is inferior.
我们这样做并不因为我们不及他人。
We do so because it is right.
我们这样做，因为这样做是正确的。
Paul applies to wives the general command to submit.
保罗命令妻子们要做顺服的工作。
Wives particularly need to work at submitting to their husbands.
妻子顺服自己的丈夫，这是一门很大的功课。
In Colossians 3 verse 18, Paul says that she should submit as fitting in the Lord.
我们强调，在哥罗西书第三章第十八节，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里面是相宜的。
When a wife submits to her husband, she expresses an understanding and acceptance of God's plan for order.
当妻子顺服自己的丈夫，她表示理解，同时也接受神安排的次序。
It is not an admission that the husband always makes better decisions.
这并不意味着丈夫做的决策是比较好的。
That's certainly not true.
这肯定不是正确的。
It is an acceptance of God's plan.
这只是接受神的计划。
It's a recognition that it is a good plan.
这意味着我们意识到神的策划是一个好的策划。
People sometimes ask if a wife must submit to a command to sin, like lying.
有些人会问，如果丈夫撒谎，妻子应该不应该顺从丈夫呢？
This phrase, as fitting in the Lord, answers that question.
在圣经里面这句话，这在主里面是相宜的，回答了这个问题。
It excludes clear disobedience to God.
当然，不服从上帝的不需要顺服。
I do not believe that a wife must submit to her husband if he requires something clearly contrary to Scripture.
我个人不相信妻子必须顺服丈夫，如果丈夫的要求跟违背了圣经的教导。
But be sure that there is clear Scripture which says what is wrong and what is right.
可是你们在做这样的决定的时候，必须确定在经文里面是有这么写的。
In all cases, a wife should have a gentle and quiet spirit.
总而言之，妻子应该是温柔的，有安静的心。
She should demonstrate that she knows that there is a God who judges.
妻子应该知道最后有神的审判。
Western culture is attacking the idea of respect.
西方的文化攻击而且蔑视妻子尊重丈夫这个概念。
It especially scorns the idea of wives respecting their husbands.
尤其拒绝妻子尊重丈夫这个概念。
Please be aware of this influence and reject it.
请你们注意这样的一种看法，并且拒绝这种看法。
Television, movies portray men as stupid and childish or even evil.
电视跟电影都将男人描绘成愚蠢和幼稚的，甚至邪恶的。
And the wives are presented as smart and mature.
妻子被描绘成聪明跟成熟的。
According to these films, there is no reason for a woman to respect a man.
根据这些电影，一个女人找不到尊重一个男人的理由。
It would be laughable to do so.
这是可笑的，如果我们这样做。
A friend and former colleague taught on this at a Bible school in Germany some years ago.
我有一个朋友，也是以前的一个同事，几年前在德国一所圣经学校讲这个话题。
Not one girl in the class could give even one example how a woman could respect a man.
在这个课堂里，没有一个女学生能够找出一个例子，一个女人如何能够尊重一个男人。
It is no wonder that marriages have problems.
难怪婚姻出现问题。
Men consider their work important.
男人认为他们的工作非常重要。
Respect that.
尊重这种概念。
Do not make little what they do.
不要蔑视男人的工作。
Men want to provide for their families.
男人要为他们的生活，当他们的家人干活。
Do not make little their efforts to do that.
不要蔑视他们在这方面所做出的努力。
Do not make jokes about your husband.
不要取笑你的丈夫。
You would not do that to a client which you needed.
你会取笑你的客户吗？
You would not do that to your boss if you wanted to keep your job.
你会取笑你的老板吗？如果你还想干活。
Wives, submit and respect your husbands.
做妻子的，请你顺服跟尊重你的丈夫。
If you are not married, you can still work at having the right attitudes.
如果你还没结婚，你还有时间学习。
Work at having a gentle and quiet spirit.
学习做一个温柔的女人，有一颗安静的心。
Learn how to show respect to others.
学习如何尊重别人。
If men were willing, were fulfilling their responsibilities to their own wives, then the wives would have it much easier.
如果丈夫履行他们对妻子的责任，那么妻子的工作就好做多了。
The responsibility of husbands to their own wives is the other part of the pair.
丈夫对妻子的责任是我们所要讨论的另外一个。
The responsibility of the husband to his wife is to love her.
丈夫对妻子的责任是爱妻子。
Paul takes only a half a verse to state this to the Colossians.
在哥罗西书，保罗只用半句话来说明这一点。
He takes 9 verses to do the same in Ephesians.
在以弗所书，保罗用9句话来说明同样一点。
In Ephesians, he compares the love of the husband for his wife with the love of Christ for the church.
保罗在以弗所书将丈夫对妻子的爱和基督对教会的爱相比较。
He reminds husbands that husband and wife have become one flesh.
他提醒丈夫，丈夫和妻子是一体。
Therefore, the husband should care for his wife as he would take care of his own body.
因此丈夫要关心他的妻子，如同他关照自己的身体。
God made the church to be the body of Christ.
在神的眼里，教会是基督的身体。
Christ loves the church as his own body.
基督爱教会，如同他爱他自己的身体。
A husband should love his wife as his own body.
丈夫应该爱他的妻子，如同他爱自己的身体。
We care for our own bodies.
我们关心我们自己的身体。
We make sure that we are fed.
我们确保我们吃得饱。
We make sure that we get our tea or coffee in the morning.
我们确保早上有咖啡或者茶。
If we are cold, we put on a coat.
天气冷了，我们有东西，我们有外套穿。
We try not to injure our bodies.
我们避免伤害到我们自己的身体。
We are careful with knives so that not to cut ourselves.
当我们用刀的时候，我们小心不把自己切了。
Husbands should treat their wives the same way.
丈夫应该以同样的方式对待自己的妻子。
They should be careful not to injure them, either physically or emotionally.
他们应该小心不要伤害妻子的身体或者情感。
Husbands should assure that their wives have what they need.
丈夫应该确保他们的妻子有他们需要。
It's more than food on the table.
那不仅仅是吃的。
It includes emotional and spiritual needs.
它包括情感跟属灵方面的需求。
We husbands should treat our wives as our own bodies.
作为丈夫的，应该把我们的妻子对待我们自己的妻子，如同对待我们自己的身体。
Christ also denied himself in order to serve the church.
基督放弃一切为了服侍教会。
He denied himself even unto death in order to purchase life for us.
直到死，他放弃一切为了我们，为了使我们获得生命。
He himself committed no sin.
他自己没有犯罪。
But he bore our sins that we might die to sin and live for righteousness.
他担当我们的罪，让我们避免死在罪里，能活在正义里。
Jesus had all the riches and glory of heaven, but became poor for us.
在天堂里，基督有所有的财富跟荣耀，但是为了我们，耶稣成了穷人。
He emptied himself in order to serve us.
为了给我们服务，耶稣放弃一切。
Husbands, if we have not denied ourselves for the sake of our wives, then we have not loved them as we should.
做丈夫的，如果我们没有放弃一切，为了我们的妻子，那么我们就没有爱她爱到底。
We are to love our wives as Christ loved the church.
我们要爱我们的妻子，正如基督爱教会。
We come home from work and we're tired.
我们下班了，我们都累了。
Perhaps you've been dealing with people all day.
可能你整天跟别人打交道。
You may have been doing things that others have wanted from you.
你可能做一些其他人要你做的事情。
We get home and we want our rest.
我们回到家，我们想休息。
We want to do something for ourselves.
我们想做自己要做的事情。
But your wife has needs.
可是你的妻子有需求。
She wants your attention.
她要你的关注。
She wants your help.
她要你的帮助。
She wants some solutions for problems with the kids.
她要跟你讨论跟孩子的问题。
Do you go off and read the paper?
你避开问题去读你的报纸吗？
Do you turn on the TV?
还是看你的电视？
Do you play a computer game?
或者玩你的电脑游戏？
Or do you deny yourself what you want?
还是你能够暂时忘记你自己的要求、需求？
Do you deny yourself what you may think you even need for the sake of your wife?
为了你的妻子，你愿不愿意暂时忘记你需要的东西？
Work is important to men.
工作当然对男人是重要的。
I believe that God created us to work.
我相信神，上帝创造我们，要我们工作。
But men turn this into something wrong.
但是男人把它误解了。
They define their success in life by their careers.
男人把自己的职业生涯当成成功的指标。
They choose to serve their careers rather than obey God.
他们选择为职业服务，不顺服神。
If we choose success in our career over loving our wives, we have disobeyed God.
如果我们将我们的职业生涯取得的成功看得比我们对我们爱我们的妻子这件事还重要的话，那么我们就违背了上帝。
We may have success now, but we will be ashamed when we stand before God.
可能现在我们有一些成功，可是当我们站在上帝面前，我们会感到羞愧。
This is the love to which God has called husbands to have toward their wives.
这是上帝要求丈夫如何爱自己的妻子。
We are to love them as our own bodies.
我们必须爱妻子，就像我们爱自己的身体。
We are to deny ourselves for their sake.
我们必须舍己为妻子着想。
If you're not married, you're not excused from serving.
如果你还没有结婚，你还仍然必须学习。
Every believer is to think more highly of others than himself or herself.
每一个信徒都应该把别人看得比自己还高。
The example of Jesus is for all of us.
耶稣是我们所有人的榜样。
The challenge for the married is special.
结婚是一个特殊的挑战。
The responsibility to serve or submit continues when one comes home.
我们下班以后，我们服务的这个责任并不下班。
It may even intensify.
可能还得加班。
If you are not married, practice now serving.
如果你还没结婚，现在你可以练习服务。
Learn what it means to deny yourself for others.
学习为别人着想，忘记自己。
Paul adds in the last half of Colossians 3 verse 19 that husbands should not become embittered.
保罗这么说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们，在哥罗西书第三章第十九节。
Bitterness can reveal itself in our tone of voice.
尖酸刻薄可以在我们的声音里面显示出来。
It produces a harshness in what we say and do.
尖酸刻薄意味着当我们说话的时候，跟我们所做的事情的时候没有爱。
But to be embittered is worse than even a harsh word.
不过尖酸刻薄远远超过这个描述。
In Hebrews 12:15, it refers to bitterness as a root which sprouts trouble.
在希伯来书第十二章第十五节，尖酸刻薄是创造麻烦的根源，是这么写的。
To become embittered then produces harshness again and again.
如果你变为尖酸刻薄，你会反复的说难听的话。做没有爱的事情。
Bitterness occurs when we haven't forgiven a wrong.
当我们不能够原谅一个错误的时候，我们会变成尖酸刻薄。
We think things are fine until our wife repeats that wrong.
我们可能会觉得一切都很好，直到我们的妻子重复同样的错误。
She does or says the same stupid thing that we've complained about so often.
可能妻子会做同一件事情，愚蠢的事情，这些事情我们都已经经历过很多次。
Of course, we remember those times.
我们当然记得这些时候。
We lose our patience.
我们失去信心、耐心。
We say some unkind word or express it in an unkind manner.
我们说了一些尖酸刻薄的话，或者用不厚道的方式表达。
But love is kind.
不过爱是厚道的。
Love is patient.
爱是有忍耐的。
Love does not keep track of wrongs.
爱不记错。
When that unkind, impatient response comes out of our mouths, we have the ugly proof that we are not loving.
当我们不耐烦的时候，说不厚道的话，我们知道在这一个时刻我们并不爱。
And God has commanded us to love our wives.
神要求我们爱我们的妻子。
We are to love as Christ loved the church.
正如基督爱教会。
He loved us while we were yet sinners.
他爱我们当我们还是罪人的时候。
He loved us and forgave us by dying for us.
他爱我们同时原谅我们而为我们而死。
To love our wives is to accept and assume in ourselves the consequence of our wives' failure to be perfect.
丈夫爱妻子就是接受并且承担妻子不是完美的。
I will choose to be patient when she asks me the same question for the third time.
我将会决定有耐心当我妻子问我同样的一个问题问了三次我可能还会给她第四次的机会。
I choose to be kind when she interrupts.
我会不生气当她中断我的工作。
I will not keep record of wrongs.
我不记错过去的。
I will forgive.
我会原谅。
I will not let bitterness grow in my heart.
在我心中我不会让刻薄有增长的机会。
I will love.
我会去爱。
Now, Peter does not use the word love in his commands to husbands.
彼得并没有用爱这个字当他对丈夫做的要求的指示里头。
He calls upon husbands to live with their wives according to knowledge.
他呼吁丈夫以智慧和他的妻子生活。
He commands husbands to treat their wives with respect as the weaker vessel and fellow heir of the gracious gift of life.
在彼得前书第三章第七节他这么写的你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住情理原文是知识或者智慧因他比你软弱软弱在原文里面是软弱的器皿和你一同承受生命之恩的所以要尊重他这样便叫你们祷告没有阻碍。
I believe that living according to knowledge is necessary to love your wife.
我相信按情理和妻子同住是必要的。
Treating her with respect is an expression of loving your wife.
尊重妻子就是爱妻子的一种表达方式。
To be a good follower of Jesus, I need to get to know my wife well.
要跟随耶稣跟得好。我必须了解，完全了解我的妻子。
Then I can minister to her effectively.
这样我才能够有效地为她服务。
In love, I will take into consideration her physical weaknesses.
在爱她的时候，我会考虑到她身体的弱点。
At the same time, I will recognize that she is no less a child of God than I am.
我同时也会认识到这一点，就是妻子同样也是神的儿子。
The state of affairs among marriages is horrible.
今天很多婚姻都是非常不好的。
Even among believers, it is often not good.
即使在信徒之间的婚姻也往往不好。
For the most part, it stems from a failure to obey Scripture.
在很多情况下，这源于不服从圣经的指导。
God created marriage.
上帝创造了婚姻。
His instructions for marriage are good.
神给婚姻的指示是好的。
Our marriages should be pictures of the relation between Jesus and the church.
我们的婚姻应该是如同耶稣和教会之间的关系。
When our marriages are less than what they should be, we distort a God-created picture of His saving work.
当我们的婚姻没有抵达最佳状况的时候，我们扭曲了上帝创建的工作。
We will also suffer personally.
我们将会吃苦。
But the way out of the mess is simple.
要离开这个苦处并不是很难。
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church.
做丈夫的爱你们的妻子就如耶稣爱教会。
Wives, submit to and respect your husbands.
做妻子的服从跟尊重你的丈夫。
Christ died in our place so that we might die to sin and to live for righteousness.
基督为我们而死，原谅我们的罪，让我们为正义而活。
This applies to our marriage as well as any other area of life.
这适用于我们的婚姻，同时也适合用在我们生活的其他方面。
It hurts when our marriages are not right.
我们吃苦受伤，当我们的婚姻出现问题的时候。
But the problem is not with marriage.
但是问题不在婚姻。
God created marriage as something very good.
上帝创造婚姻是美满的。
The problem is sin.
问题是罪。
We rebel against God's instructions for marriage.
我们不服从神给婚姻的指示。
And we reap the result.
这就是我们所获得的结果。
We can change that by confessing sin.
通过认罪，我们可以改变我们的婚姻。
We can trust God and obey Him.
我们可以相信神，听从他了。
Trust Him and He will give us His peace.
相信他，他会给我们带来他的平安。